Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Another hot topic. We're going to help somebody with their networking skills. You know, if you are in business, if you have any kind of business, you need to be tuned into this show today. You need to learn how to network to grow your business, to grow your customer base and or your prospects, your clients. Today we're going to clear up some things. We're going to talk about the two major types of networking. What is the best way to approach a networking event? Now, I know some of us are scheduled to go to a very big networking event on tomorrow, Wednesday, and so we definitely want to be prepared for that event. We want to be able to go there because we want to be able to maximize our efforts. I mean, a lot of us, we go to these, we see these signs and we see these advertisements and promos about networking, and then we go, but then what's the result at the end of the day? We really didn't walk away with any new customers. We didn't walk away with any new clients. And so what was that really all about? So we wanted today to talk about real networking, professional networking. Now, there's also the social networking that we will deal with on a subsequent show. But today, you know, we only have 30 minutes for these shows, so the time goes very, very quickly. So I just want to, again, welcome each and every one of you to the show today. We're glad you could tune in. And, again, we're talking about networking because a lot of us, again, even if you're not in business for yourself, but if, certainly if you are in business for yourself, you absolutely need networking skills. If you work for someone else, you still need networking skills. I mean, everybody within the company and the organization needs networking skills. I remember when I was working for one of the largest Fortune 500 companies in the country, oh, you can best believe that you need some networking skills. If you're going to work your way up from secretary to CEO or secretary or administrative assistant to vice president or department head, you need networking skills. Even if you work, I don't care if you work in the government, you may work in a private corporation, you may work in a nonprofit, you may be in politics, where, and certainly if you're in politics, you absolutely need networking skills. If you're in any kind of sales, my husband has been in sales for about 30 years, and I talk to him all the time about networking skills. What does it mean to network? Even if you're in ministry, many of you might be in ministry, you certainly need networking skills there. You might be an event planner. That would be a business owner. Any kind of business owner. Maybe you're a caterer. You might do hair. You might shine shoes, whatever it is that you do. Yeah, absolutely. If you want to be successful, if you want your business to be a success, now most of us who are in business, we've invested some type of money, time, and effort, and we want that business to grow and be a success. And you may be great at what you do, but without networking, not without real good networking, your business will not be as successful as it can be, and you might even find that you are closing down your business. So we absolutely welcome you to the show today. I am your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams. It is my job, my pleasure, to bring to you topics that are going to really help you in your business, in your life, and in your career. So I welcome each and every one of you that is tuned into the show today via the telephone, those that will tune in later, maybe listen to the archives. You can also listen to this. If you have a team, you can listen to this with your team members, with your friends, even with your family members. So networking. So first we're going to, again, just distinguish the two major types of networking. One type of networking is the business type of networking. That would be the business where you're in business for yourself, or even if you work in a company. Again, you are not going to advance your career if you are not good at networking. And also it could be even for college students. So many college students are frustrated when they come out of college. They have spent $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, sometimes more on a college education to get out and not be able to find a job for 1 year, 2 years. Why? Not because they didn't learn some important skill while they were in college, get some important knowledge and education, earn that degree, but the problem is their networking. Their networking skills are lacking. They're low. So they need to be tuned into the show as well. So there's the business networking, but there's also social networking, which is much of what you'll find on Facebook and Twitter and Skype and all these other, MySpace, all these other forms of social networking. Even some of the blogs, many of the blogs are a form of social networking. So there's social networking, but today we're going to be talking about more of the business networking, the professional networking. Some of you, again, may be going to the networking event that's going to be held in Newark, New Jersey on tomorrow, Wednesday. If you're not going to that and you want to go, make sure you give me a call and I can give you the information about that networking event. It is free, but it is a highly professional networking event. So you want to be ready when you go to these events. So you want to know when it comes to networking, what is acceptable and what is not. Now, there are some information that you can get out there online. You can purchase books and you can get some teaching. I've personally been doing networking workshops for the past 6 or 7 years, but I've been involved with networking pretty much all my life, and it was something that I was taught from my mother because she was involved with an organization. She worked for the Internal Revenue Service and years ago, so she taught some networking tips, and also I was involved with an organization called Toastmasters International. They're an international speaking organization for people who want to learn and how to improve on their public speaking. So I've been involved with them for years. So I picked up networking from there and then from the various jobs, also from my degree in human resources. And then, again, like I said, being in college, being on the campus. So first of all, let's look at why people network. Well, again, if you want to get promoted on your job, you need to know how to network. It is critical if you want to go higher. If you have your own business, you want to reach more customers, you want to sell more products or services, you need to know how to network. Now, where you might say, well, where do I start? How do I start networking? What is networking? Let me just give it to you in a nutshell. Get a pen and paper and write this down. So the first thing you wrote down, there's two major types of networking. There's business networking and there's social networking. Business networking are the things that I said you would do on the job. If you own a business, if you're a college student, please, people, get your young people into this. College students, that's why a lot of them come out of school and cannot get jobs. is not because they're not smart and intelligent, but they don't know how to network. They have no networking skills whatsoever. So you need to get them on this call. Networking skills is simply this. Here it is in a nutshell. It's about building a relationship with someone. That's all it is in a nutshell. It's building a relationship. Let me say that again. Networking, in a nutshell, is about building a relationship with someone else. That's why you see attorneys, doctors, what they'll do with their children when they're youth, they'll take them to various meetings and associations and interesting, you know, professional parties, and they'll bring their youth and they'll introduce them to people. Why? So when that child is yet in the seventh and eighth grade, that child is doing what? Building a relationship. So when they graduate from college, they call that person that they had built a relationship with and say, I just got my master's degree or my bachelor's degree in blah, blah, blah field. Do you know of any openings? That simple. But that's because they built a relationship with that person. And this is very effective. It is highly effective. Why? Because there's a principle and a law out there that says people do business with people they like, with their friends. Think about it. Don't you do business with your friends? Don't you do business with people that you like? Don't you go the extra mile for people that you like and care about? So that's why networking is about relationships. Who have you built a relationship with? If you want to know, if you want to look at your business and you want to say how successful your business is or isn't, let's just say your business is failing. You don't have that many customers. Things aren't going well. All you got to do is get out a pen and paper and write down the people that you have a relationship with. If the only people that you have a relationship with is your one or two girlfriends that you've been friends with, you know, for maybe a long time or whatever, then that could be why your business is failing. If you are afraid to go out and build a relationship with other people because you have a controlling friend or a controlling spouse or a controlling boyfriend or girlfriend, then you're going to have a hard time running a business. Because businesses, in order to have more customers, in order to have more clients, you need a relationship with people. Now, the other side of that, too, is building a relationship is on a professional level. It's not that I'm going to meet you and now we had a drink together and now we're sleeping together, because you've just ruined that relationship. So we have to teach, I mean, women, yes, I see the hand up, so I'm going to take this person's comment and question, but then I'm going to come back to my point that I'm making about professionalism and networking and building relationships. Yes, you're on the air, 860.
Hello, this is CT Chris Adams on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter.
Yes, you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think it's a great point you're making about networking being about relationships. I think a lot of people, a lot of businesses don't understand that, and they kind of try to broadcast their message out instead of talking to people and having interaction. So I think you're bringing up some great points there.
Absolutely. What's your name again?
CT Chris Adams on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That's an awesome point that you're making. You're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, for some of the mistakes, most of the reasons why I wanted to do this show are based on some of the mistakes that I made with networking and having not experienced growth in my own business. And like you said, just kind of focusing on the promotion, but because you could do all that promoting, but you don't see your profit margin growing.
Yeah.
Or you don't see your, yeah, go ahead.
And also, I think it's like interacting in a way that you're asking about other people instead of kind of just giving out your own message and talking about yourself. I think if you're inquisitive and you find out what people are about, people can see that, and that's a good way to build your business.
Absolutely. Well, that was going to be one of my other tips to effective networking. But absolutely, Chris, I'm so glad you called in, and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday. But those are very, very, very good points. And also, you know, leave a comment on the on my homepage, and that way we'll also be, you know, encouraged, and we'll also tune into your show as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll be looking forward to social networking when you get to that, because that's what I deal with businesses. I help them with social networking.
Well, awesome, and we'll be more than excited to have you back as a guest, and you can come on the show, and I'll let the listeners know that you're coming to talk about this social networking, since that's your expertise, not a problem. So please leave me your contact information. You can email me from Facebook or Twitter or what have you, if that would be okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. All right, thanks a lot.
No problem. No, thank you. Okay, so thank you. That caller was calling in and sharing that he has also seen some of the same kinds of problems that businesses are having, and so the importance of the proper way to network. So that was where I was going after we established that, you know, we know why people, why do people network, and we said that businesses, because people do business with friends and they do people what they like. Now, one of the things that we have to do is we have to build a rapport with these individuals. We have to see that when you're building a relationship, you have to build a rapport. That's how we build relationships. It's just like what Chris was saying, the caller. You don't just walk up to people and you begin talking about yourself and what you have and what you're doing. That is the quickest. I can guarantee you this. That is the absolute quickest way to turn that person off. If you want that person to simply take your card and as soon as they get to the nearest trash can to throw it out, then this is what you should do. Walk up to them and begin talking about yourself, because that's exactly what will happen. Believe me, I'm talking from experience. I've experienced this. So what is it? The two secrets that you need, two main skills that you need in order to network and build the proper rapport with people. You have to be able to listen, and you have to be able to ask questions. So just like the caller was saying, when you walk up to people, now tomorrow, like I said, we're going to be going to a big networking event down in Newark, New Jersey, because we are here on the East Coast in New Jersey, so we do get a lot of networking opportunities, and we're also going to be attending, and also I will be hosting some networking opportunities for people, but we want to be effective. So the two things we need to do is to ask questions and to listen, because we're listening to their responses so we can ask the next question. And why is this so important? Why is ask? And see, that's going to be hard for a lot of people. Oh, I admit, it's been very tough for me because I'm a talker. I like to talk. But let me tell you something. If you want your customer base to grow, if you want your business to grow, you want to sell more products, we have to get into the habit of asking questions and listening. Now, my husband tells me this. Like I said, he's in sales for years, and he tells me this all the time. He tells me this all the time, that you have to be able to ask questions. The customer has to know that you are focused on them, the prospect, or this person that you're networking with. That's how, you know, what's the quickest way to get people to like you? It's to ask questions about them. People like when you want to know about them, so what do? You ask them questions like, of course you're going to ask them maybe what business that they're in. What, make it all about them. What do you do? What do you like about that business that you're in? What do you like about that industry? Maybe you can even ask them, where do you like to travel? Where do you live? What do you do for a living? It's all about them. Now, whatever questions, whatever answers they give you, because you're listening, you're not just thinking about the next thing you're going to say. You're listening. Now you can ask some more questions. If you make it all about them, I promise you, that's an individual that will get back to you. When you give them your card, they will get back to you, one, because you'll probably do something that nobody else has done to them in a long time, because the average person goes to these networking parties, and they just walk up to people, and they start just spilling out all about them. And that is what we're saying will not make a successful networking event for you. So you want to ask questions. People want to know that you care about them. And don't be afraid. And then see, my problem was I used to be afraid, you know, to promote my business, right? because I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what to say to people, especially when I got into the network marketing business. I don't know what to say. And so my upline, she really helped me with that. She was like, okay, I can help you. That's easy, Lalisa. Don't say anything. It's not about what you have to say. You don't have to say anything. You just have to ask questions. You're not there to tell the person all about your business and everything that you do. You're there to find out about them, what they like, where they go to the gym, if they go to the gym. Ask them, where do you work out at? They may say nowhere. Whatever product you ask, ask them questions that would then lead to the, maybe this, you know, the promotion of your product. That's all fine and good. But you have to get them started talking about themselves. Now, again, Mr. Chris, you may want to add something else. That's fine. Your phone line is open. Okay, you may want to know, where do I begin? Where do I start with networking? So here's where you can start networking. Now, we have this event coming up tomorrow. So, again, all of you are welcome. All you got to do is email me or contact me after the show, and I will get you the information. You can call me on the 800 number, 888-714-7776. Or you can email info, I-N-F-O, at LalisaJWilliams.com. That's www.LalisaJWilliams.com for my website, and you can email me at info@LalisaJWilliams.com if you want to know about the events in Newark. But where do you begin? So you start with your immediate surroundings and then expand out. So if there's any local events, typically at your local libraries, there could be other local centers and businesses in your community where they have these events. You can go online. Most cities today have some type of announcements about local events and activities online. You go to the website of that city, wherever you might live, or that town or community where you live. You can also check with your friends and families, see if they know of any networking opportunities today. They are almost everywhere every day. Why? Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I just want to say the thing about also is listening to people. I think you have to. It has to be genuine as well, because when people are talking, you can pick that up pretty quick if somebody is, you know, being not genuine and not really listening. And you can tell when somebody's listening and they're just trying to wait for you to stop until they can get, you know, a plug in for their business. So I think that's a good tip for people out there.
Absolutely. That's a very excellent tip. Definitely when persons are, yes, people need to know that you are genuine. People need to know that you really care. You know, somebody said, I'm not sure who said this, but somebody said, people don't know, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So, again, just walking up to people just to start telling them you're going to have time. See, there's no need to tell them about your business if you haven't built rapport. There's no need to, you know, have a relationship. You can't have a relationship until rapport is built. So there's
they
no
won't
need
care.
To, they won't care. They won't. They're not going to care less about. You can have the best product and service there is, because again, all the research that I've done of all the marketing aspects and business development aspects that I've done, is that people, for the most part, do business with people they like. And they purchase from their friends and people they like. And I tell you again, my husband works in the steel industry. He's been in the steel industry for years as a salesperson for years. I've seen him do cold calls. I've gone with him into some various states and cities where he's done this, and I've watched him, and I've seen companies fly him like miles. They fly him to states just to come and to have lunch with them or dinner or go out. Why? Because they like him. He's their friend. Why? Because he built a rapport with them. Now, here's another tip to help people decide that they really feel that you're genuine, that they like you, is to remember their name. People love to hear their name. Right, Chris?
Yeah, that's very true. And then a good thing for that, too, is when you hear somebody's name, a good way to remember it is just think to yourself, say their name in your head a couple times and then look at their face and, just make sure to remember that. And then the next time you talk to them, say, like, hi, Lisa, and then go on and say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, people love when you use their name. That's why in a lot of internet marketing, when people send you those emails, they always have your name there. Hi, Lalisa. Hi, Chris. Because they want to show, again, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you use people's names, people know that it's hard to remember a name. They know themselves it's hard to remember people's names. How many times do you hear people say, I know the face, but I don't know the name? So when you've taken the time to remember someone's name, you're already, 60 to 70% ahead of the game. And then the rest is easy. And it's easy to remember a person's name also by repeating it in your head. Sometimes you can associate their name with something that's, funny, something that rhymes. These are little things that I've learned, picked up with Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie is an awesome business and professional training organization. And they really target awesome, awesome training to people in the sales industry. But networking is certainly an art and a science. You can do it. You just have to learn how. It's not something that just, happens. You have to actually put your heart into it. Also, with networking, come with a plan. Don't try to talk to everybody in the room. You're going to look silly. No, come with a plan of how many people you expect to talk to. Maybe 5, maybe 10, because, again, you want it to be genuine, so you can't just run in and run off. But you don't want to stay talking too long because, remember, they're also there for networking. It's one thing when you're just at an event and you network. That's different. But when you're at a networking event, the people are coming because they're coming to network. So we can't hog someone's time by holding a long, drawn-out conversation about where you grew up, how you got this, how you did that, where you go. No. Just come, ask them a few questions about themselves, and then if they ask you something, fine. But if not, you give them your business card and you move on to the next. You're there to fact find, to learn about people, to hear their interesting stories, and show that you genuinely care about this person so that you can build. Most of the networking, the real rapport building, will go on after that evening. But the person won't even call you back if you didn't build that rapport.
And Lisa,
we only have yes, go ahead.
I just want to say real quick, a lot of these things you're talking about are great. You had a great show. And I say a lot of these things apply to social networking as well.
Okay.
Just wanted to say that. So great show. I'll catch you next time.
Definitely, definitely. And don't forget, please email me, send me a message so I can get you on the show, and I'll have somebody to contact you and set up a date so we can bring you on to really hammer in some of this social networking, because social networking, there are some nuances that are different with the social networking, and though there are many, many similarities, but we want to know the differences. So definitely, Chris, please contact us and also send us information about your show as well. 2 minutes left to the show, so we just want to make sure you got the takeaways that there are the business and the social networking, business networking we're talking about today. Get to know people, ask questions, and listen. So that's going to be the assignment for the people that are going tomorrow with us to the networking event in Newark. Ask questions and listen. You're not there to tell them about you. Bring lots of business cards. Dress professional. This is a professional networking event. When you go networking, dress professional. If there's groups and associations out there that you can join to meet people. So we thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another great show. Have a powerful day. And don't forget, we are moving on up because ain't no stopping us now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.